Demon Seed.
Lorcus, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Oh, do you want me to record locally as well, Reese?
Don't need to.
Reese has gone.
He does this? He disappears. You know,
this will be fine. This will be fine.
This is fine.
He's
because you know what happened last time. He wasn't here.
Yeah.
But back to hot topic sport.
Can I turn this light off? Because this is making my skin look bad. I'm going to put the light on beyond the bar and turn this light off. Hold that thought.
Because all the listeners can imagine your skin now dripping with pus in sores.
Well, I can just turn my camera off.
Yeah, you can turn it off. Yeah. Just use the power of the voice.
Well, you know, I like the ambience. I like the ambience of being on of the other light. It makes me feel like I'm in a club right there.
Do it.
We want you to be comfortable.
Mike's just gone to turn the light off. Before we go any further, I just want to say we're taking a deep, deep dive into the world of sport. I'm going to be talking about rugby, football, golf, all the hot topics. So let's go into the world of sport. That spells sport. And now I can't think of anything else to say whilst Mike's away. So I'll just say something else about sport. There are other sports, cricket, swimming. What other sports are there? Oh, loads.
Bowls.
Yeah, bowls, crown green bowling. That's a massive, massive sport, that one. That one doesn't... With that one, there you don't have goals as you do with football. Or what they call in rugby cricket, they'd have runs.
That's lovely,
back,
that is.
Back. Oh, the nice. Ambience. Lovely. Just saying, Mike.
Lovely.
I know before we started recording, we were chatting about the game of rugby, which you're quite a fan of. Yeah. I was just saying, can you get one? Can you score one in rugby? And you were saying no.
No, I said
can't score one.
Yeah, I said no because you can't score one in rugby. That's why I said no.
Right. Quick one then. If I kick the ball, also should the ball? Very interesting question. The geometric shape of a rugby ball is not a ball, right?
It is a ball. Okay, it's not a sphere. Go on.
So what is it? What is that shape called?
An oblate spheroid.
Right. So why don't they call it an oblate spheroid? And you know, here comes Ryan Giggs. He's running up the wing. He's caught the oblong spheroid. It's a touchdown. Why aren't they saying things like that?
Because Ryan Giggs is a footballer now disgraced, allegedly.
Okay.
Touchdowns, American football and Canadian football.
Yeah.
And an oblate spheroid is a ball. Balls haven't got to be round or spherical.
Right, they can be any shape. So a ball could be a house brick.
No, that's not a ball. Is it? A ball is usually spherical, John, but it's something that you tend to play a game with, isn't it? So in this context. Yeah. I don't know, Google it. You've got a fucking brain, haven't you? Google it. See what it says.
Okay, we'll Google that. Okay. So if I kick the obligated spheroid or whatever it's called.
Oblate spheroid. Yeah.
I kick the oblate spheroid through the what I call the goalpost, but as we know, they're bigger than goalposts because there's two sticks above them.
Right, still called goalposts.
Okay, but they're with
they're not football goalposts; they're rugby goalposts.
Okay.
In fact, confuse you further, John. They're rugby football goalposts because the name of the sport is rugby football.
Yeah, and that's obviously made up by someone. Now, the oblate spheroid,
football, of course, is association football.
Yeah, because it's associated with football, whereas rugby is not associated with football. It's completely different.
Yeah.
Now, if I kick the ball through the goalposts...
Right.
What is it if I kick the ball through the goalposts? But it doesn't touch the floor. It just goes through into the...
Over
audience.
The crossbar, between the
goalposts. No. Under the crossbar, like a football goal.
Nothing. Unless you're playing Gaelic football, in which case that would be a goal. 3 points.
Okay. So... I can't get 1 point. I can't kick it through the main posts.
No. You can, but it's got to be over the crossbar.
Fucking what?
And it must touch the floor first. So either a drop kick or a penalty kick. Or a conversion.
Drop kick.
But that's only worth 2 points.
Or a conversion. So what are the types of points you get through the posts? You can't get one, but you can get three.
A 2 point conversion, 3 point drop goal, 3 point penalty goal.
3 point penalty goal.
Yeah.
Nothing for just kicking it through the and why isn't there a net? Why isn't there a net? Explain that. Because all you've got to do is then go and get the ball afterwards.
Yeah, like in American football and in Canadian football, there is a net behind the goal.
I've never seen that net. I think that's a sporting conspiracy.
Though it does, it is there. But they hoist it up after touchdowns to catch the kick, and then they put it back down again. So on wires.
So that's a thing. Just before we move out of this topic, which I call
Is this paranormal? I don't know if this counts as paranormal.
That'll get there.
Okay.
That'll get there. Definitely. Definitely. Fairly, very quickly.
Very rugby based at the moment, isn't it?
Well, we're going into football now.
Oh, okay.
I've seen two things in football that will stay with me forever. One was Gary Lineker pooing himself, Italy 90.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? He did old diarrhea on the pitch.
Everyone else in the world calls it Italian 90, but you call it Italy 90, okay.
Italy 90, and he was like a dog with worms dragging himself trying to wipe the muck off. That was
hilarious.
We've
all done it. We've all been there.
And someone recently sent me a picture of it. Now, you might know this because you know your sport. Mm. A ginger footballer with he's fallen over on the pitch and his penis is coming out and his pubes are ginger and it looks like it would smell of cold baked bean juice. Can you name who that footballer was?
No. Sorry. I'll Google
Let's move into the world of biology now. Do you think people with ginger pubes, do you think it smells of cold baked bean juice in between?
in my between experience, no. No.
Okay. Have you sniffed a lot of...
Well, not a lot, but I have. I have been. I've had my nose in that area.
Near.
Yeah. Not going into too much detail.
Okay, if you had ginger pubes,
I'm a lover who don't. I never drew national boundaries, or I'm a
ginger one. Yeah.
I'm not pansexual. That means you fuck chairs and stuff. But I am a a lover of the world. I'm a worldwide lover.
You have sex with a globe.
I've made love
to a hole in the floor.
To women of every race, creed, and colour. In my
of
time.
An age over 60? An age over 60?
Whatever. But I mean, not for the last nearly 20 years. You know, I've been good a one-woman man.
Good lad. Yeah. A very good question, though. If you did have ginger pubes and someone offered you $7,000 to put cold baked bean juice on it just so they could smell them and that's it, would you do it? No one else will know about it.
Oh, if no one else knows about it, fine. If it's on the front page of the Daily Telegraph, then no.
Classic. Second question, do you want to come around my house? Oh, wonderful.
You haven't got ginger pubes.
No, but I can sort that out.
I haven't got them.
Yeah, but what we'll do is I'll send you a bottle of bleach in the post.
Right, okay.
Dip yourself in a bath of bleach. Let it all go blonde.
Right.
White, then get an orange crayon, melt the wax into the pubes, mat it all in. Hey presto, ginger pubes bubbins. GPB.
Yeah. Although, because I'm so dark skinned and dark haired, it would probably go a sort of gingery colour anyway if I bleach it.
That's true, actually.
Just
so
if you listen
to
this podcast, can you not bath in bleach?
No, don't, because all the skin will come off and you'll be gutted with it all. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
I got a cough. Do you mind if I cough?
No, go for it.
Wow.
Good lad.
I thought I had
this
the old COVID the other day.
Mm.
I had a cough for a couple
what
of
happened,
days.
What happened, diarrhea? Yeah.
A bit of a chest. As we said in the old days, a bit of a chest, a bit of a cough.
Yeah.
Then I woke up quite sweaty a couple of nights ago.
Mm.
I thought, oh no, cough, bit of a fever. Yeah. I got coronavirus.
Mm.
Took a COVID test and I didn't have it.
Wicked. Of course, that sweat, you must have had a high clag to pant ratio when you got out of bed then in the morning.
Well, no, my arse was clean. It was just sweated a bit.
Yeah, you know what they say, bit of sweat, you'll never forget. Those yellow smudges up the back, I've seen them.
Why are you so fucking obsessed? A man in your mid-40s, absolutely obsessed with arses and anuses and clags.
It's all shit and willies with this, Mike. It's all about letting yourself go and you've got to have a laugh. And these days, there's not much to have a laugh. You know, there's not much left.
What
to have a laugh
the world about. Needs now is clag, sweet clag. It's...
Oh, clagging. Testing it like a TV cop, rubbing your finger on the pants, then rubbing it on your gums. That's clag right there. I can taste that damn clag.
That's 100% pure Colombian clag.
They've got gangs of those kids pushing clag on them 24/7. It's my job to clean the gusset, you
bastard.
Cut
it with, they've cut it with toe jam. This is street clag.
That's street clag. That stuff's 80% pure. It's going to leave skids for days. You understand me, Duchovny? Days, you freaking asshole.
Why is he named after David Duchovny?
Hey, Duchovny, get your red shoes off. Come taste this clag. It's 80% pure. I'm sure it is. You goddamn son of a bitch. Oh, dear. Duchovny.
Duchovny creeps into your room. Show. Well, oh, that'd brilliant. Be, that's a fucking Netflix special.
Duchovny does the job.
If Apple TV don't pick this up, they're fucking idiots, aren't they?
I know. I tell you what. I mean, it's fuck all
not
else.
This show,
on,
this show's this shit, but I mean Duchovny, Claghound, whatever he's called.
Duchovny, Claghound. That's the one. He's back. And this time, there's no alien shit. This time, there's no red shoes. It's just 100% clag. That's clag, all right. Oh, it's happened again. I'm getting warm. I keep getting warm every time we have a good time.
Oh, God. Duchovny.
Oh, Clagbuster.
Yeah.
Clagbuster. New movie tonight at 10. Hey, Duchovny, what are you doing? What does it look like, you dumb asshole? I'm busting clag.
Can I catch my breath of it, you fucking little dwarf? Oh, God.
Oh, God. Fucking wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what they're doing these days? They're putting glue up their ass to build it up. Then they rip out the plug and spray it all over the audience. $100 a time. That's one hell of a clag, Duchovny. It certainly is. And that's why it's... That's why it's... That's why... Oh, I've lost it. When you go all light-headed, you can't sit up properly. Oh, God.
Oh, God. It's like smoking weed in the bath.
Get that damn cork out of your ass and get in the car. We got clag to bust. You bring the wet wipes, Duchovny? What do you mean, wet wipes, you dummy? Oh, God, the fun. The fun. We haven't even got in the car.
Today. Have you been smoking weed today?
Oh, God. I haven't, no. I've had a can of flat lager.
Fucking knob.
Oh, God, it gives you indigestion.
Get the cock out of your ass.
Oh, my God.
Put that cock down.
What do you think I'm doing, sitting on hay bales? I'm trying to... Pick up that rope and wedgie yourself. Clean it out of your ass and get in the goddamn car. Yeah, wise guy, huh? Why, yada.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, God, the fun never stops. Round and round the spotlight goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. I feel like Kevin Arnold at the 1 year.
This is not making my cough any better.
Oh, God. We're nowhere near the paranormal shit yet.
No. Although Duchovny was in the X-Files, so.
Oh, Duchovny, that's fucking bonus. But they also charge £3 for that. Bonus.
We should try fleecing these fucking pricks at some point, shouldn't we? But,
yeah. I mean, we could do a whole Duchovny-based episode, £3, and it's just, you know, it's just the whole plotline of Duchovny. Do it as a film.
Well, it'd just be you doing it, though. I'd be laughing, mate. That's not a problem.
He's a cop with an itchy ass and a whole city full of people with itchy asses. Somebody's got to do something about it, Duchovny. The whole of the Lower East Side stinks of shit. Oh, my God.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, God. Oh, the pain.
You've got
it
issues.
It hurts, doesn't it? It hurts.
You have got issues.
Oh, my God.
Those things anyway. God.
Manhattan, Long Island, the Bronx. It's covered in yellow stains. not bad. Coming out of the COVID now. Real good. Really easy on the highway.
Yeah, lovely. Having a good time.
That's a funny old one. Oh, you've got to. I mean, talking of which, we haven't done an intro, have we? We need to do an intro.
No, not as such. Not as such, no.
Last time we did internet influencers, I think. I don't know what sort of.
Well, for this show, what to be introducing this show.
Yeah, but in a sort of style, you know.
Oh,
Oh Christ! Sorry, I just lost it. That was the gas.
That's,
oh God.
I enjoyed our foul mouth rant against YouTubers. It was good.
Do you know what? There's nothing. I mean, I'm happy to go back into. I'm fucking sick of them. I am absolutely fucking sick. Do you know what I watched last night was Dare to Look Away Challenge. And Dare to Look Away Challenge is basically watching a bunch of complete bell ends climbing tall things and then hanging over the edge. Fucking dickhead.
Every time one of those fucking clowns falls to their death, I find it amusing.
I know. I've got to laugh, you know.
And if that was your relative, I don't give a fuck because, what you know...
I'd be laughing all the way to the funeral. A, that was their own decision,
and B, I'm more worried about the poor fucking sap that gets landed on by some virgin with a fucking selfie stick.
Exactly, you know, climbing up the top of these buildings and showing off because you can do a handstand. I can't even do a handstand on the normal floor. What, do you think I give a shit? No,
yeah,
I do not give a shit. You know,
what about the blokes back in the day, and that was just their job. When you're climbing up these skyscrapers, thinking you're wacky and wild, you're only climbing up a skyscraper that's built by normal people having real jobs. That was their job, to build that thing that you think you're so cool getting to the top of.
Get on the top of that and stand out. Clowns.
Have a word with yourself. Will you?
The closest
they should work a 45-hour week in a cotton mill.
Yeah. You know what they should do?
In fact, bring cotton back first. Make cotton more popular. It's got fallen out of fashion a bit, isn't it? And then rebuild a cotton mill and then make them work in that, even though there's no real demand for it.
I've got a better idea. Get a 6-mile stretch of barbed wire and then just wedgie them for the entire length of it. Drag them all along.
Yeah.
That'll teach them a lesson. Quite as productive work-wise, but I'm just going to turn the light on.
You're never going to compete with China for your cotton products anyway, to be honest.
Yeah.
All you'd be doing is sitting in Manchester with a load of cotton you can't get rid of.
Yeah, set fire to it, I suppose. That's quite good luck. Here's a good one. Take us into the next level. So far, we've covered sport. We've covered American movies starring David Duchovny. We've looked at climbing things. Memories are quite big in this. Memories of fire. Got any great memories of fire?
Oh, fire. I should say so.
Just I love fire.
I never think about... Well, I was obsessed with fire as a kid, as you well know, John. We've talked about this before. I mean, I would love nothing better as a young man.
Oh,
than to go down into my mum and dad's basement and make my like homemade firebombs and stuff.
Now, this is the meat and two veg of this podcast. This, lovely stuff.
Yeah, using such things as paint thinners, petrol.
Yeah.
Anything flammable, basically. Yeah. And I used to get like Ziploc bags and little food bags, polystyrene balls, of course.
Now you're talking.
Plastic straws as a fuse.
Wonderful.
Yeah, just make little firebombs and stuff.
Lovely memory of hanging out with Mrs. Wurst's grandson in the 80s. Mrs. Wurst, she used to live up the road. I think she was something to do with World War II, but she didn't speak about that much.
No.
And her grandson
she was in
came
the Gestapo.
Over. I think something was going on.
Yeah.
And a grandson came over and said, oh, look, you're the same age. Do you want to hang out? And I thought, here we go. He's going to talk about science or something. I don't understand.
Get with the seconds.
Exactly. And he ended up doing a shit on the floor and we set fire to it. Oh, great times. Great times.
Yeah.
So that's fire topic
before
done.
That, before he shit on the floor and set fire to
No.
That was his icebreaker, was it?
Oh, the idea of
he
setting fire
a
to a turd.
Cocktail parties.
Oh, it's a lovely idea, isn't it? Yeah. Everyone knows someone who does... just random dumps all over the place when you sort of reach that sort of teenage.
Yeah, my mate poised a dump all over the shop.
Yeah.
He once accidentally shit in his brother's face.
Oh, how did he, unconscious or?
Well, no, he went to fart in his brother's face when he was sleeping for a laugh.
Yeah, and it came out.
I think he had a bit of diarrhea and
a clag.
He thought it was hilarious to fart right in his brother's nose and just shat in his brother's face.
Oh. That's what I like to see, though. It's a bit of camaraderie between people when they release the dirt, you know. Don't judge the fudge. That's what I say when it comes to having a dump in public. Don't judge the fudge.
Yeah, yeah. Don't poo-poo the poo, I say.
Great on a T-shirt. Great on a T-shirt.
Get on there.
Don't judge the fudge.
Lovely.
And you can have the T-shirt customised to your face, put on a picture of someone letting a dump out.
And anyone of your choosing doing the dump in as well?
Anyone. Well, Gary Lineker on the floor at Italy 90.
Yeah, but that's what I say that. I'd like to have somebody like, who would I like to have shitting on my face in a T-shirt? Someone like Billie Jean King.
Oh, yeah, good. Arthur Lowe, Dad's Army.
That'd be nice.
Imagine that, because he was quite a sizable man.
Yeah, yeah.
So I imagine he had some right stodgy logs just coming out of him. Log stodger, they used to call him behind the scenes when they were shooting Dad's Army.
Well, have John Le Mesurier then doing a better shit on my face. And that would infuriate Arthur Lowe, wouldn't it?
Well,
the under 40s, I love this, because Mesurier died probably 30 years ago in his late 80s.
Yes.
So I imagine Mesurier would be well into his hundreds, but 120s probably.
Which is perfect for the audience.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think everyone in that show is dead and has been for years and years.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Apart from Pike, so.
Of course, which we've mentioned previously.
Oh, yeah. We've mentioned every episode, I imagine.
I think it's nice to have a little homage to what's his name? John, Ian Lavender.
Ian Lavender,
yes.
Yeah, Private Pike.
I used to know a lad called Dean Lavender.
In relation?
Psychotic. Not as far as I know, but he was wild. Wild man, so was, absolute wild man.
I never knew whether, I assume that Private Pike's mother was having, illicit sexual intercourse with...
With John Le Mesurier.
Yeah, his character.
Yes, yes. But if you watch that first series again, there's a sort of subplot. You're right. It was,
it's a frisson.
He was doing... But what they didn't mention was that Mannerin used to climb a ladder in full camouflage and look through the window. And every now and then there's slight reference to it. It's a bit like The Young Ones. You know, there's a reference to a fifth young one. Watch The Young Ones, every now and then they reference a fifth young one. And occasionally, if you look in the early episodes, there is in the corner of some of the scenes a fifth young one just sitting there's not saying anything. There is. There's a fifth young one. In the first series, they sort of made references to this fifth young one. If you go online, you can see clips where in a corner of the room, there's someone sat there with their hair over their face, just looking down. It's quite sinister almost. But there was this sort of unmentioned reference to a fifth young one. And in Dad's Army, they did something very similar. It's where they got the idea in The Young Ones, where every now and then you can see when he's not in the scene, Arthur Lowe is just peeping through a window with some camouflage on, but he's got his hands down his trousers. Both hands down his trousers, yeah. Just squeezing his cheese really hard until it hurts so much he passes out. And falls off the ladder. Hilarious.
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler? If you think old England done, we are the boys that will stop your little game. We are the boys that will make you think again. So who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler? If you think old England's done. Mr. Brown goes off to town on the A21. By 5:30 he's coming home and ready with his gun. So et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Classic. Doesn't mention in the lyrics that he's up a ladder with his fucking cock and balls out. Looking at...
Looking at a threesome between... Ian Lavender's mother and John Le Mesurier.
In a proper 69.
Not characters, the actual real people doing it to each other whilst the crankies watched, because they were filming a special.
Well, they were known for
next
it.
Next door to them. Disgusting.
Still are known for it.
I mean, yeah. I think you that key point in your life when you transition from child to adult, when you realise the big one does it to the little one. That's
And you have what I call a cranky wanky.
I'm having a wee cranky wanky there.
Behave yourself.
I'm having a wee cranky wanky. What are you up to?
Cranky wanky woo.
I'm having a wee cranky wanky. I'm not actually a child. That's my husband. He's about to put both his arms at me and film it.
I ran off with swingers, Janet and I. You fancy getting involved as me, Janet, and the fucking Chuckle Brothers. I mean,
there's nothing wrong, right, with me dressing up like a wee school child. That's fine, isn't it? I'll make a wee TV show about it afterwards.
And the thing is, she still does it now. She's 80.
I know. It's insane.
It's great, isn't it? I love it.
My God. We haven't even touched the paranormal stuff yet. We've covered all bases today.
She touched you and your paranormal stuff.
Oh, God, imagine that. Dressed as a ghost creeping into your bedroom.
Yeah, dressed as the ghost of a small boy in shorts.
What have you come as? Oh, the ghost of a small boy in shorts? Oh, that well-known ghost. Yeah, come in.
What's your husband come as? He's come as fucking elderly pervert.
Fully grown
again.
Pervert. Yeah. Fully grown pervert. Yeah, he's the ghost of a fully grown pervert.
He's come as a fully grown man with a boner again. Oh, that's brilliant. You've been using that fancy dress since the 70s.
Classic. Pringle sweater and pervert. Yeah. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And I'm just the little kid.
Pringle sweater, nothing else.
Sickening is.
Pair of sandals, grey socks, Pringle sweater, no underpants, no trousers.
Just disgusting. Oh, and then nylon, thick.
And he's Scottish, isn't he?
Trousers. Yes.
They're known for
great people, the Scots. Great people, the Scots, though, I must say.
Love a drink, though, don't they?
Ah, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
When we have a little wee dram, the next morning you dress as a 12-year-old boy.
Ross, your husband dresses as a fully grown pervert and chases you around.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about freedom of expression these days. It's the 21st century. You can do what you like.
Oh, Christ. No, if you're that's what you should float your boat, isn't it?
Better than
wearing
a
fucking kilt.
I dress myself as a wee ghost there. And what I do is inflate a balloon, draw a face on it, put it up my bottom and pretend the ghost is inside of me. Then I shut it out.
You have to keep puffing and puffing, though, because it'll deflate and you'll look like a pair of those wee African breasts you saw on the news, you know the one?
Aye, hanging down a wee bit there.
Haven't got enough milk.
I like, just get...
I call
pop
them
out
famine,
to the garage.
Famine breasts, you know the one?
If I'm not doing that, I'll pop out to the garage on my wee BMX and I like to pop out to the wee tyre, the tyre pump, that, you know, fill up your tyres
right
on
enough,
the bike. But nobody's looking, right, so I just pop it in my wee bottom and I fill it full of air. And then I film myself... letting the air out of my ring piece. That goes on YouTube, right? And that gets about a million hits. Make about 78 grand out of that.
Sounds great, because you can monetize
that. I monetize it all the time. Like, it's either that or dressing up like a fully grown pervert, chasing myself around. So, one of the two keeps me busy.
You can see it on those wee webcams. Put that on top of your laptop there and put your wee cap on and your wee pair of shorts there and like a nice pair of brogues, and then
that's it.
Pop you know, just sort of smash your cheese.
That's it. Smash my
get a
cheese,
big haggis and just ram that up your rear end. You know,
if I'm not getting enough hits doing that, I just place the entire camera inside the bottom.
Right.
Just film.
Yeah, like an
film my wee gubbins.
Yeah, why not? It's your ass. You know, do you like it? That
cheat yourself. 21st century.
It's
do what you like,
enough, man. I mean.
Do what you like.
I used to say what you can and can't do with your own asshole, you know what I mean?
I mean, back in my day, like, you couldn't even show your ring piece to anybody.
Oh, you wouldn't have any of that back in the day, you know?
Like, I'm out on Socky Hall Street.
Too prudish, you know?
Get my ring piece out.
Back in the day, you put an endoscope up your asshole and put that on the internet. They think you're some kind of pervert, you know, not like an entrepreneur, you know what I mean?
You'd get thrown out of your pub. But now they're like getting you in live.
Well, these
webcams.
Days they name the pub after you, you know.
Hey, that's it. Twisted ring. That's what they call my pub now.
Yeah.
The battered ring. The battered twisted ring. That's the name of my my pub now. After
they call mine the popular ring piece because it's so popular. You know that.
I mean, saying that, I mean, you look at the fact that 20 years ago it was like a full size VHS camera, which was quite painful to get
that's
inside.
Right enough, yeah, because there's a viewfinder and everything on it, you know.
The wee these days,
LCD, if a viewfinder would pop out of the side of it,
exactly
with a wee two inch screen, you know.
But I'm getting the GoPro. You know, I can get five or six GoPros up, which is like the front. You know, seeing the main, the innards and gizzards, the side, the
well,
lining.
The first one up there is the worst, and after that, it's not too bad, you know.
It's pretty easy after a couple of
the actual sphincter muscle that will have relaxed.
I'm not too worried about, you know, putting anything on my ring piece. That's not,
no,
for
I
me, it's
that.
Not a problem.
I know that. It speaks from experience. But I mean,
You know, that's how it works. So, like I said, I've got that milking stool I bought off eBay, which has got three wooden legs on it. And me and two of my mates do a little party turn where like we'll turn
whose
up.
Whose business is that? It's near his business that you do.
It's more of a social enterprise, so like people invest in it and we all work together and, you know, share the money out. So
I've still got that wee that wee wicker man in your front garden used to put like.
Oh, hey, that's still there. That's fantastic.
It, you know.
I popped my gran was in about 6-7 weeks ago. She's very old
on the
state.
She was a burden on the state. Oh, she'd been claiming the old age pension for about 20 years now, isn't it?
You know. 20 years, and she was a sponger. I mean, she would really speak to you.
Everyone knew she was.
Complete bastard. Right. So I
everyone
said,
you know, John's wee granny there.
Wee grandma.
And they go, not wee grandma. Slag. Cunt. Not the wee cunty one.
Aye.
I see, that's the one.
Get that.
Stinks
get out.
A fish.
To told her that Antiques Roadshow was on outside. She believed me, right? Wrapped her up in the Wicker Man outfit. Oh,
burned
great it up.
Move that.
Classic.
Because she loves
the
Clarence Cliff, they.
Oh, loves it. She can't they get enough? Cliff. Oh, Art Deco, any of that shite, she loves it.
Love it.
All that, like,
and
funny
horse brasses. You know,
looking.
she'd like to, those wee horse brasses on the leather strap, you know, the ones that you rub with the brasso, make them look all shiny, then you drink the brasso and basically just your tits would fall off that one.
Exactly, and she loved all that, and like collecting fag ends from ashtrays and like eating them.
She couldn't get enough of it. She couldn't get enough of it.
Human dustbin, they called her. Absolute fucking nightmare.
Oh, she was a right cunt, because I remember she'd away and collect those wee thistles. Not thistles, thimbles. Yeah. You know the ones they used to wear, the lassies to wear when they were knitting and sewing.
Aye, that's right. And collecting them up.
And she'd be away in the local pub there and make all the blokes in the pub to jizz.
The end of the bill and
to jizz and all the different
collecting it.
All to jizz, all the different and, like fucking thimbles. Wee granny
rumour was.
And
rumour
was put them all on the mantelpiece there, and she you know. That's right.
Exactly. Collecting.
She's a right
the
cunt.
Stench was outrageous.
She, oh fuck.
But the rumour was
she didn't care. It's her house. Her house.
Who's she likes? Do what she likes. 21st century, pal. That's why I burned her to death. Because I can do what I like. 21st century, pal. Burn my own grandmother to death. Do what you like, pal.
It's Neil's business,
do what you like. Aye, exactly.
Neil's business, but yours. All these busybodies sticking their noses in.
I'm not impressed.
If you want to set fire to your grandmother, John, in your own wicker mouth, you mean in your own house? I mean, who's to say? Who's to
you can't
you
tell me
that?
What to do.
You can't fault you.
I've on top of that, right?
You know, that's jealousy. That's what it is. Jealousy.
Exactly. They can't
be asked to get off their own fat backsides and make their own wicker man and put their own grannies in it. So they're going to blame you for yours.
Exactly. That's and then they get jealous. Oh, look at me. My grandma's still alive. I've not burned mine to death. Bollocks, right? On top of that, I've been collecting 5p coins, right, for about 18 years.
Right,
and what I do, right, every night is I go in a handstand position, right? I get my mate round and he pops all the five pence coins inside
that?
Of me.
Whose business is
again,
that?
It's nobody's
business. It's nobody's business but yours, John.
It's nobody's but my own. You know, that's the way I look at it.
How much have you got up your own piece now? Just now?
About £8.50 at the moment, which is not bad. Usually I can get about 28. But I'm sitting down and it's a lot of pressure on the lower colon to actually pop out right now. But I'm
holding
your
way
tight.
To the local church on Sunday then just to shit it into a collection plate.
Into a wee collection plate, aye. That's
no, they
what
can
I do.
Feed the wee bairns or something.
I don't like two pence coins. I do not like 2p coins. Too big. That and 50p coins.
Like the old penny pieces like me granny cunt used to have. Remember old granny cunt's? Those big two, the old pennies.
Aye, old halfpenny bits, threepenny bits. Imagine that, putting that up your bottom.
I saw your grandmother's threepenny bits.
I bet you did. I bet you did, you wee cheeky bastard.
Everyone saw those, eh?
Aye, both of them, aye, hanging out
there. I said
there,
to Granny Cunter once, I said, let's have a look at your threepenny bits. And
got them out.
She sucked
stank
me
of dog meat. Stank
me
of dog meat, aye. Used to rub it on them, win a lot prime.
That's
then they
enough.
Get all
yeah,
of me dogs
free
who come
country,
out.
You know.
Gross. But free country, do what you like, pal. Do what you like. That's what I say.
Your swear wee granny you. Cunt was free and easy on the highway of life. She always was.
Exactly. Free and easy on the highway of life. That's my favourite highway,
take
man.
Take the high road and I'll take the low and I'll be in Scotland for ye.
Oh God! Should we venture into the last 5%?
Oh fuck!
The,
I should
the
say
paranormal
so. love that. Right,
let's come on then. Let's go into this.
I've got to looking forward to the paranormal stuff.
Can you do a bit of Crosby, Stills, and Young whilst I look for the
Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young?
Well, or just before Nash, or you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, or Crosby, Stills, anyone you like, anyone you like.
Okay,
I'm just gonna any song.
Okay. Oh God. Sometimes when I consider my fate, I'm reminded of a train gathering speed from the pine to the past, in whose shadows in... Actually, that's probably just Stephen Stills.
That's nice. That's nice, though.
Yeah, you know? That was nice. What about...
Just do the music from Hello, Hello.
Okay.
Oh, René, you stupid woman. Classic.
René. Oh, René, I am the grandmother in the bed. I bang the floor for 20 minutes. Oh, René.
That's basically all it was.
Yeah.
René, I was looking for you, but was also thinking of a man's bottom.
Good morning.
I was also thinking about the man's bottom.
My kick in the bathroom.
Oh, René, I was thinking about the man's bottom. Oh, you stupid woman. I was also thinking about the bottom.
Good morning. I was having a wink in the bathroom, playing with my kick while I shoved 2 pence pieces up my urse.
Episode ends. Move on to Heidi High. Wonderful.
Fucking great. Oh, Heidi High, now we're talking. You got the blues, I got some news. Join in the fun with the blue switch. You can do the holiday rock, holiday rock. And do the holiday rock, holiday rock. Hidey, hidey, hi, hoity, hoity, ho. Go, go, go to the holiday rock. You got the blues, I got some news. Join in the fun with the blue switch. You can do the holiday rock. Oh,
it's a light Hidey, isn't it? It was awful.
Ted Shane. Was it Ted Shane?
Yeah. Ted. Now, was it Ted Bogus?
The youngsters are loving this, aren't they?
Oh, they're going right for
this. When did this finish? What, 84, 85?
Yeah, roughly then. And yeah. I think, what's her name? Peggy never became a yellow coat.
Or Miss Cathcart! Miss Cathcart! Yeah, was it?
the alcoholic horse racing jockey bloke, remember
him?
He was
good, him. What about the closet gay couple? Were they brother and sister? These ballroom dancers.
I know you're going to say the ballroom dancers. Barry and Yvonne, my absolute favourite.
Barry and Yvonne, it was Barry and Yvonne. Good call.
If I could strive to be anyone, I'd be Barry. Oh,
yeah.
I absolutely love Barry and Yvonne. Walking around, looking down your nose at everyone like they're shit because you do ballroom dancing in a fucking holiday camp.
A fucking holiday camp. It looks Skegness.
Fucking brilliant. God, I'd do anything to have that as a job.
I worked in a holiday camp.
What was it like? Was it like Heidi High?
Yeah, not far off. Absolutely grim.
I bet, yeah.
He's a boss called Vince. I worked in the kitchens. He's a fucking scouser, Vince, like, you know what I mean? Clean those fucking pans. Clean those fucking pans. Where's those fucking teacups? Where's those fucking teacups? Like, you fucking steaks on these. I can't give these out. I can't give these. Give him a fucking scrub, mate. Give him a fucking scrub. Oh, fuck off, Vince.
I got 6,000 people, 3,000 of which are children, about to do fucking musical chairs, and you're trying to serve that shit up. You can fucking take it back and remake
those
fucking sandwiches.
Take that right? Get your fucking hands dirty and get it clean.
A load of fucking children are going to eat fucking cucumber sandwiches, do you? You're a fucking divvy, mate.
Be a fucking shift manager in Barry Butlin's by being a lazy cunt. Now get in there and fucking get a scrubbing.
What do you think they fucking expect? Pop fucking noodle. You make some fucking proper food for them or that's it, you're fucking out.
They've paid fucking good money for this place.
The customer is always right, Michael. Take it back and redo it.
You heard what I said.
You can't talk to me like that. I'm your fucking boss, mate.
Vince,
you can't talk to me like that.
Vince, it's my summer job, you fat twat. I don't care. Okay? I'll take my £2 an hour and I'll fuck off. Don't worry. Stop giving me hard time, you fucking scouse goat.
Hold a knife to Vince's throat and then walk out.
Yeah,
and never
it's
see
all
you
coming out now, isn't it? He wouldn't do it now to me, would he? That fat, horrible, fucking big scouser, sweaty scouser.
Oh,
get up the compactor and fucking crush all the rubbish down with your bare feet. I think come back in here and fucking serve that fucking angel cake.
Cut it properly and make sure they're all equal size. I don't want some kids getting more cake than others, and I fucking unsafe.
Fucking steak to this coffee pot.
That's fucking
get in the chiller. Go on, get in the fucking chiller and make the fucking salads.
What was that? We will get to the paranormal.
Great
bit.
Bloke.
What was the B side to was it the Culture Club picture disc? My name's Everard, and I've got a massive hard on. I'm a scouser through and through. What was it?
No, it was the B side of Frank Goes to Hollywood. Two Tribes.
That was it.
My name's Nash, and I'm a red usual. My name's Mark. I love some people, and I hate some people. My name's Kegs, and I wear kegs. What's he say?
I've got a huge packet.
I wear kegs to make look like I've got a huge packet.
I've been after that record for years, and I cannot find it
anywhere.
I got
it here, mate.
I'd love to listen to it. Have you got a record player as well?
Yeah, of course I have. I've got three record players.
I'd love to listen to that.
My name's Mark. I love some people, and I hate some people. My name's Nash, and I'm a Red's usual. My name's Peds, and I wear kegs to make it look so I've got a big packet.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So much paranormal content in this episode. It's gone through the roof.
Good tune, that. 12-inch. That's a 12-inch as well. Classic.
Ow,
let's go. Oh, wicked tune.
Oh, so much fun. Yeah. So much fun.
Yeah.
Sweating a bit now. But I'm going in. This is it. This is the last 5%. So we'll give it about 5 minutes before we finish.
Yeah. As soon as we get through this fucking shit, as soon as we finish.
Exactly. I want to go and do something else. I'm getting bored. This is a story from the Southern Daily Echo.
Okay. Good paper.
I'll build you up to this, Mike. Have you ever been to a cemetery?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever heard of ghosts?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Okay, well, check this out. Anthony Stallard fined for pretending to be ghost in cemetery in Portsmouth.
Okay.
A man who pretended to be a ghost by shouting woo at mourners in a cemetery has been fined. Anthony Stallard has been kicking a football round in a Hampshire graveyard with a friend whilst also making spooky noises close to people visiting the graves of their loved ones. Police were alerted and arrested and charged Stallard, 24, with using threatening or abusive words or behaviour likely to cause distress. Prosecutor Tim Concannon said he was throwing himself backwards, waving his arms about and going, woo. I'm assuming he was pretending to be a ghost. Right. The incident happened in Kingston Cemetery in Portsmouth. Stallard was fined £35 for his behaviour, as well as being ordered to pay a victim surcharge of £20 and a court cost of a further £20. 3 months were also added to an existing suspended 12-month sentence as a result of his actions. And that's it. Right. That's the paranormal content.
Yes. don't get me wrong. I don't mind shortchanging people.
No.
Not for a heartbeat do I mind that.
Yeah. Yeah. But that.
But really that even by your. Yeah. It's not fair to tie you with that brush solely, John. I mean, I'm tarring myself very much with the brush.
We're both involved there.
They call that slim pickings, wouldn't they? They call that.
Well, again, a word I use quite often, a clag. That's the clag. And really, it's just
but it's barely clag, is it? It's like you've had a nice shower. Bum, if anything, is nice and clean and dry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
a very, very fine yellow mark.
No, not even that. I think it's just a little piece of, just a droplet of perspiration at the top of the bum crack.
Yeah, that's just, yeah.
You know, you've signed up for Clag, but you've got that.
Yeah, not even decent Clag, is it?
It's not
well, you'd have to really, you would have to really smell your fingers after, you know, giving that a rub.
Oh, yeah.
You'd really have to, like this, really hard.
I don't think some lads saying woo in a church and getting a fine for it.
Yeah.
Counts as paranormal. I mean, that's just me. I don't.
I mean, should we just end this? Should we just end this one? Because we've totally run out of steam as far as I know.
Oh, it's fucking dead in the water. I mean, this is a dog. I'd taken the vets for the big injection ages ago.
I would have just stamped on him, but I know what you mean. Just end his life as quickly as you can.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Very quickly, would. If you had to kill it.
I certainly wasn't flush back in the day.
Yeah.
But when we had our dog put to sleep, an injection seemed the kindest way to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't think at any point we should cut corners by stamping on everything.
I mean, if you had to kill a dog,
right,
and there was no way of getting to a vet's, how would you do it?
Oh, I wouldn't really want to do it. If I had to, for the good of the dog.
Yeah, four of his legs have been cut off by a combine harvester. You're 5,000 miles away from a vet. The combine harvester has caught fire, so the farmer's dead. He can't get his gun to put it out of its misery. And it's just flopping around a lot on the floor.
Oh, okay.
You're in a cornfield. You know, how would you do that?
Oh, it's difficult to know, isn't it?
Tricky, isn't it?
Have we got a pillow? Can I smother it or anything? Or?
No, I mean, you're probably trying to stuff some mud up its nose to suffocate it.
I wouldn't want it to be in pain, the poor little bugger, that's for sure.
No, you know.
Am I near a cliff or anything?
No, it's Norfolk, completely flat.
How is it?
Completely flat, yeah. Norfolk.
Any marshy ground around, like rivers and stuff?
There's a canal, but that's a good 12 miles away. You've got to pick it up, put it in a bag and take it there.
That would take me a good, at least 2 hours to get there.
Yeah.
I don't know, in that case, I'd probably strangle it or something.
I'd leave it. I'd just walk off, pretend I hadn't seen it.
It's your dog, yeah?
Yeah, it's my dog. I've had it for 10 years. But I just, it's too
oh,
much.
Oh, he lost his legs, are you?
It was a combine harvester. It got wrapped up in it. It cut all his legs off. Then the combine harvester caught fire and the farmer's dead. Oh. So it's just you. No one's, you know, just tell everyone a dog ran off. What happened to your dog? Oh, I ran off.
Yeah. Well, no one's going to know.
Anyway, should we wrap? No. Should we wrap this one up?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, it's really spooky, this one. This one's freaked me out a bit, to be honest.
Really, really paranormal.
I'll have nightmares tonight for this one.
Please, don't have nightmares. That's it. I never know how to end it. End it the same way you'd end that dog's life. Just walk away.
Well, what we've done with this is we've basically slap the listeners right in the face.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
For their stupidity.
Right. Yeah. And they've taken a beating. Maggie Thatcher, Winston Churchill, your boys took a hell of a beating.
Yeah.
That's what it
but
is.
But it's free.
You know. Completely free.
So fuck
you
them.
You don't
anyway.
Have to listen to this. Yeah.
No, I'm making them listen to it.
No. I mean, I wouldn't. Would
if they want to make their own paranormal podcast, that's not about the paranormal, that's up to them.
Yeah, totally up to them. You know, if they want to do voices and talk about shit, it's up to them.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to do anything like that, it's up to them.
Yeah. I would listen to that, though.
Yeah, I would as well. Very quickly, no mention of sweet corn this week. So before we go, sweet corn coming out of your arsehole. Is that done?
Yeah, that's probably a good way. That's as good a way to sign off as any.
Yeah.
Perfect. I mean, it's not good like Vienna, but
it's close.
It's a sign off, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we've got to...
maybe do some paranormal next time. We'll do all of these.
I'll dig something out. I'll dig something out for the next one.
I don't want you to do all the hard work. I know that producer Reese spends hours editing it.
Yes, so, you know.
And you go on your phone during the podcast.
Yeah, and get something.
And just find something and read it. And for, yeah, for like for today, for instance, what you ended up reading was just a prick with an Asbel. Upsetting people in a cemetery.
Really low rent. Really, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't apologise for that.
I know. I think you should, though.
Yeah. Sorry.
There we go.
There we go. Okay. I don't know. I can't.
Apology accepted.
Is Reese still, is he there?
Hi. Hello?
He's there.
Hi.
Can we stop? The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here. Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.